doubt wanted to start the year with a bang. And Gordon Brown's big idea certainly grabs the attention, creating new jobs at a time when many are losing theirs. All this at the beginning of what looks like being one of the toughest periods in modern British history. The Prime Minister told The Observer, "I want to show how we will be able to, through public investments and public works, create probably 100,000 additional jobs, schools, hospitals, environmental work and infrastructure, transport. We are not going to stand by and allow nothing to be done when people are facing difficulties." So new public money will be used to fund public works, providing as many as 30,000 jobs repairing schools, helping hard-hit construction firms. There will be further investment in the environmental and digital industries. Mr. Brown believes the world economy will double over the next 20 years and Britain needs to take advantage. And further measures are promised to get banks lending once more. Certainly, the creation of jobs through public works has a familiar feel to it. President Roosevelt's New Deal in the 30s was designed to lift America out of the economic doldrums. But many historians feel that that plan, in fact, prolonged the Great Depression. And there will be plenty of people who say that Gordon Brown's plan will have little or no effect. Unemployment currently stands at an alarming 1.9 million, the highest it's been since 1997. Experts say it could be as high as 3.1 million in 2 years' time. In those circumstances, 100,000 extra jobs looks like a drop in the ocean.
I frankly think that make-work schemes of this kind simply don't work in the modern age. And I think Gordon Brown is simply desperate to make sure that the figure of 3 million is not reached.
As plans go, it's a cautiously ambitious one. But New Year's resolutions are notoriously difficult to stick to. Neil Paterson, Sky News, Westminster.